This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On a Thursday, the week's almost over, and man, it's going to be a fun night tonight. One, I have been personally called out by the Speaker of the House, and I'm going to address that in just a moment. I had no idea how pervasive the wiretapping has gone. Apparently, they have my phone tapped. I'll get to that in a second. This is huge breaking news. Before we get to that, we have a murder. A mafia murder. Don't shake your head, Chris. This stuff is awesome. There's a mafia murder. There are parts of it that are disappointing, but parts of it are awesome. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about, the coming global Great Depression. That's not good. One state is showing everyone how to handle things. Things are not going well at the Air Force. Trump, DeSantis talk, all that and so much more tonight coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Before we get to any of that stuff, though, I want to get to this. We all know the government has declared us, declared you, declared me a threat to the democracy.
Respect to conservatives like Federal Circuit Court Judge Michael Ludwig has called Trump and the extreme MAGA Republicans, quote, a clear and present danger to our democracy.
Whoa, that sounds bad. That sounds really bad. And we know as a result, the government, because that's become official government policy, the government has now, it's open warfare on us. Remember, the NSA tapped Tucker Carlson's phones. They stole his text messages and emails and then leaked them to the press. Which we hoped, right, that would just stay with Tucker. I mean, sorry, Tucker, I wasn't wishing that for you, but hopefully it won't get worse. Apparently, I am now target number one, which I obviously didn't know about. Nobody told me. I had no idea until I woke up today, and I heard the Speaker of the House call me out personally.
And didn't he also be part of a movement to repeal the 19th Amendment for women to have the right to vote?
Get off my phone, Nancy Pelosi. What I text with my friends is none of your business. All right, quit. Quit. Focus. First, before I forget, remember tomorrow, it's the greatest day of the week. It's practically the weekend, baby. It's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday tomorrow. Email me your questions, all you new listeners, Fridays. All 3 hours, whatever you email into the show. Doesn't matter what they are. They don't have to be political questions. They certainly can be. Whatever you email into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now let's focus on something a little darker right now. We talk a lot about how communists are anti-humans and you can't fully understand the motivation of the people we're up against until you understand and accept they don't have that thing inside of you that makes you feel genuine empathy for other people and you want life to be good for other people, that's missing inside of them. What do I mean by that? I saw this story. It probably flew by most people today, but it didn't fly by me. I saw it. The headline from the New York Post is this: sex fiend gets a sweet deal from Manhattan D.A. Bragg on teen rape charge, then attacks five others. Alvin Bragg, Soros-funded D.A. of New York, had a guy who raped his own relative, gave the guy 30 days. The guy promptly runs around and rapes half of New York City. And it was well beyond the headline for me. I just thought about, because some of these stories, it's him busting into a 49-year-old woman's apartment at night. And when I hear stories like that, I just think about, I mean, what's the worst day of your life? What's the worst thing you've ever gone through in your life? Everyone has things. I know you have things. I have things. Everyone has things where you think, that's the worst day of my life. Have you ever had a day in your life where a monster breaks into your home and hurts you in ways that you'll never forget? Till the day you die, you will remember that experience, that horrendous experience. But remember, these things don't happen by accident. This is not accidental. Until you understand and accept the destruction is intentional, we will never be able to take these people on. You could hold up this story to Alvin Bragg all day long. Hey, Alvin, would you like to hear from this woman? Would you like to hear from this woman? Would you like to hear from this woman? Would you like to hear their stories? Would you like to hear about the nightmares they have? The fact that they now need therapy? Maybe they're already abusing drugs and alcohol, trying to blot out the memory. Would you like to hear the stories of women who've had their lives ruined beyond belief? And honestly, it wouldn't make a dent. It wouldn't make a dent. Alvin Bragg went to sleep last night, and he didn't care. They didn't cross his mind. And he'll go to sleep again tonight, and they don't even cross his mind, because this is all intentional. This is all part of the plan. Remember, there is a long, long history of communists turning violent criminals loose on purpose so they will cause violence and chaos in a society. This is purposeful. Remember, the St. George Floyd riots, where Antifa and Black Lives Matter were torching cities across the country. That was not some spontaneous thing where people were just mad about the patron saint of Minneapolis. That was organized. That was funded. Why do you think pallets of bricks started getting dropped off in American cities? Why was it organized and funded? Because they knew if they could put on your television set a burning NYPD cop car and stores looted and chaos from coast to coast, they knew what that would do inside of you was create anxiety. And I just want everything to calm down. One of the communists' greatest tools is your desire to have everything calm down. You will inevitably turn to government, turn to him to calm things down. This is not something new. This is not something unique to George Soros and Alvin Bragg, remember. This goes back to the days of Lenin, when he was trying to foment revolution in Russia and trying to cast the czars off. One of the first things they did was storm into a big prison. They knew who the political prisoners were. Did they just let out the political prisoners? Nope. They threw open the doors to every scumbag thief and murderer and rapist in the place. Why? They knew they would go forth and do exactly what they do. They would go murder and assault and rape and make life miserable for people, because then people would look to the regime in charge and say, why aren't you fixing this? I just got assaulted. My cousin got murdered. I got this. I got that. The chaos, anxiety, society's cracking, it is the fertile soil in which communist grows. It always helps the communist. Why do you think George Soros funds 75 DA races across the United States of America? Why do you think he does that? Do you think it's because he's soft on crime? Let's just give him a second chance, guys. George Soros may be evil, and he is, but George Soros is not a dummy. He understands that murdering scumbag you put in jail and then let out, the career criminal who's only ever known violence, he understands full well he's going to get out and go do it again. That's what he wants. If you consider these policies to be misguided or not quite right, If you consider them anything other than intentional, you can't possibly take on the communists because you don't understand what he's doing and why he's doing it. The destruction is intentional. The chaos is intentional. The violence is intentional. When five people get raped in New York City by a guy who should be in prison the rest of his life, it's on purpose. What you're seeing right now is purposeful. We have to be purposeful too. How do we do that? How do we begin? Let's have a talk about that in a second. Part of how we do it, though, part of how we do it is making sure we don't fund all those companies you saw who were funding Black Lives Matter as Black Lives Matter was getting these prosecutors elected. Remember, Black Lives Matter and Antifa, when they were burning down American cities, they did so with the backing and funding of corporate America. Are you still paying AT&T every month? Are you paying T-Mobile every month? I want you to do me a favor. If you're paying T-Mobile every month, I want you to go. Don't take my word for it. I want you to go do an internet search right now for T-Mobile and Black Lives Matter. Are you proud that you're funding these DAs? I won't do it anymore. They have a great deal right now. A month free if you switch to Pure Talk. They've never done something like that, and they never will. Switch to Pure Talk. At least punish the corporations for what they've done to you. Dial #250. Say Jesse Kelly. Like I said, that'll get you 1 month free on top of the fact your bill will probably be cut in half. Dial #250. Say Jesse Kelly. It takes less than 10 minutes. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
They wanna get by.
There is no plan. It's a heartbeat in 6 weeks. It is a manufactured sound designed to convince people that men have the right to take control of a woman's body away from her.
That was a little difficult to hear. That was Stacey Abrams saying that the heartbeat sound you hear on the ultrasound for your baby was made by men so they could control women's bodies. We'll get to that in a little bit. I have to get to the mafia hit thing in the Bronx again. I'll get to that in a second. But something just popped up. And you know, as a not only world-renowned author, I'm also a journalist. And so when things pop up live, I have no choice but to become Journalist Jesse.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
Langley Files. The CIA launches a podcast to demystify its spy work. Okay, let's have a talk. It's just you and me. It's just us. Right? We're just you and me talking. Let's have a serious talk. The spy agency, the largest, most powerful spy agency in the world, they don't need a podcast. Doesn't matter who you are at the CIA, you actually don't need to be famous at all. In fact, maybe this is just a theory. I've heard it's actually pretty important that you aren't famous. It's pretty important that you stay secret. And it definitely is important that you don't start a podcast. And here's why. Either A, your podcast will be weapons grade boring because you don't have anything interesting to say, because interesting things would be giving away things. Or B, you have lots of interesting things to say and you give away information you don't mean to give away. And here's what I mean by that. How long do you and I sit together every day? 3 hours. 3 hours a day this show is on. How much do you know about me? A ton. You know tons. Even if I didn't tell you all these personal stories about stupid things I did and selling RVs and Marines, and even if I didn't tell you personal stories, just listening to the sound of my voice for 3 hours a day, you're naturally going to find out tons of information about me. I'm sitting right there in your car with you. I'm in your kitchen. I'm working out with you. I'm cleaning up the yard with you. It's a personal, intimate relationship. No, Chris, quit. It's not that kind of intimate relationship. It's quit. Anyway, it's an intimate relationship. The CIA doesn't need a podcast. But I need to clarify something before we get to the mafia hits and how we take action and things like that. Maybe you should start a podcast. Because here's what I hear all the time. And I hear this all the time. Jesse, I'm going to start a podcast. Jesse, I'm going to start a podcast. Jesse, I want to try to do what you do. Jesse, and then this is what I hear in response to that from people all the time. Oh, there are too many podcasts. There are too many podcasts. Now, you know they podcast my show after the show's done. iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. But let me explain something. There are tons of podcasts out there. There's no question about it. Many of them, most of them, suck. They're absolutely wretched trash. But there are some incredible ones. And what's wild is this. Most of the best ones, it's not seasoned Politico guy starts a podcast and gives you the inside scoop. Those all sound the same. I was in Congress. I was a senator. They all suck. The best podcasts that are out there are normal people. You, with normal experiences, starting a podcast. So if you're going to start one, thinking about it, start one and start putting information out there. But allow me to give you the best piece of advice. In fact, it was not even advice, it was instructions that I was given by my mentor, Michael Berry, when I sat down in front of a microphone for the first time in my life 4 years ago. You know what he told me? You know what my mentor, Michael Berry, made me do? No guests. No guests, no phone calls. He banned me from taking a phone call or having a guest for at least 6 months. Why? I had to learn how to entertain and be interesting. It's a weird thing sitting down at a microphone talking to yourself. It's very difficult to do that and have that be something people find intriguing at all. You, however, can learn how to do it. You will suck at it in the beginning, I promise. But you will get better and better and better. And if you do the same thing every other person does in this country, start a podcast and it's you interviewing someone else for an hour, that's not you learning how to be interesting. That's you making someone else interesting. Finding interesting people to carry your podcast. If you find a way that you can become interesting, you never have to worry about a guest. You never have to worry about a phone call, a bad phone call. Because you yourself can sit down and do it. And you'll only learn that by doing it. Enough of the, I'm starting a podcast. Anyway, here's Jesse Kelly on for our first show for an hour. That's not you being interesting. That's me being interesting. You, don't call me. You go learn how to do it. Now, the CIA, you don't need to learn how to do it. Here's what we need you to do. We need you to, one, leave the shores of America and not focused on right-wingers. I know you're doing that already, by the way, CIA. Maybe focus on spying. I don't want to speak out of turn here. Maybe focus on spying. I still cannot believe Nancy Pelosi has my phone's tab.
And didn't he also be part of a movement to repeal the 19th Amendment for women to have the right to vote? What do I think of that? I think I hear something like that every day around here when people say that women should.
No, I know what you hear, Nancy. I know what you. Just a heads up, those are private conversations between me and my friends, all right? All right. Germany is getting ready to nationalize something, and I don't expect you to care that much about Germany, but Germany getting in the whole nationalizing businesses thing and going through rough economic times has historically not worked out that great for anybody on the planet. So that's probably something we should discuss. We are going to discuss those things. But before we do, we have to have a talk about Trump and Jared Kushner in the primary. And we have to talk about a bloody mafia murder in the Bronx, which is so freaking awful. Awful. It's terrible. We're going to do all that next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. So get your questions emailed in right now. Not tomorrow, now. To Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Speaking of podcasts, somebody sent me a podcast. Well, he said he had a podcast of himself and his leaf blower. And I thought that was... I thought it was a joke. I just like, oh, okay, that's kind of a dumb joke. Obviously, that's not true. Chris and Michael looked it up. There's absolutely a podcast of this gentleman and his leaf blower. On my life, that's a real thing. That's a real thing? Apparently, it's called the Leaf Blower Podcast. So, look, I mean, what? Look, Chris, I know one person who's going to subscribe. Quit, Chris. All right, now let's, before I get to my Bronx Mafia murder, let's talk about this because it's making the rounds today. I got this email. Dear Shogun Oracle, I've been a Trump supporter since he walked down the escalator, and I've been skeptical of Heavy D. That's Ron DeSantis. Heavy D has been the greatest governor of my lifetime, and the New York Times piece attacking him for not being as jovial as Orange Hitler cemented Heavy D as legit in my eyes. I agree the system will have to indict him now, but do you think the system is trying to keep Trump in or out of the 24 race? All right, let me explain something right now. Because you have to understand, and I always have to keep in mind, that what we see and what we want is different than what the powers that be see. You remember Letitia James, obviously, from yesterday.
The complaint demonstrates that Donald Trump falsely inflated his net worth by billions of dollars to unjustly enrich himself and to cheat the system.
Yeah, okay. Donald Trump upset the apple cart big time for these people. The answer to your question is they're not going to stop trying to get him, but it doesn't have as much to do with 2024 as you think. They're trying to destroy Trump in New York and in Washington, D.C. simply because momentum has carried them that way. And I need to explain it in this way. Right away, when Trump came down that escalator in New York and he gave that speech about how, remember what he said, some easily verifiable facts. He said Mexico isn't sending their best. They're sending drugs and crime. That's an easily verifiable fact. They're sending drugs and crime across here. That's a fact. Immediately, the system itself tried to purge him out of it because so much of this country, Democrat and Republican, they rely on having a wide open southern border. That was radically out of step with what the establishment in both parties wanted. Donald Trump, he threatened to really upset things. So that kicked off what has now been a six-year snowball of Trump's the Antichrist, Trump's the Antichrist, Trump's the Antichrist. I know you remember the endless stories of every single thing Trump did during his presidency. This is it. This could end America. It's World War III. This is radical. You remember all the endless hype around it over and over and over and over and over again. Well, now it has nothing to do. I shouldn't say nothing. It's not about 2024. Now this thing has snowballed to the point that not just the rabid communist losers who consume the media, not just to them, But to the people in charge, the people who run the nation, Donald Trump is the end of all things that they care about. For them, he is the Antichrist himself. And they have promised their base over and over and over again that they will get him. They tried for 2 years with a bogus Russian collusion investigation. They impeached him twice over nothing. We don't even talk about that anymore. They impeached the president of the United States over nothing. Nothing at all. Twice. They started a snowball. They couldn't stop now if they wanted to. That's why they're going to indict Trump. Now, you shouldn't take that as Trump shouldn't run or Trump won't be able to run. Trump can run under indictment. Trump can run in prison if he has to. In fact, it's probably the smart move for Trump to run, to maybe possibly give himself some extra protection, not that the system will grant him any extra protection, even if he becomes president. You should want Trump to run. Trump's the most popular Republican in the United States of America. Significantly, I think it's like 60% right now prefer Trump over the next closest guy who's always heavy D in the polls. Trump energizes the base. Trump is good for the base. He's carrying a good message. You should want Trump to run. Now, you should want Heavy D to run, too. Again, no coronations. Put your pom-poms down. Put your pom-poms down. No coronations. These people, all of them, Trump, Heavy D, doesn't matter who they are, make them earn your vote. Make them compete for your vote. You get up there. You run a primary campaign. Beat the crap out of each other. Say terrible things about each other, but prove you can fundraise. You can debate. You can get yourself ready. Go earn my vote. I am loyal to the pride. That's where my loyalty lies. Trump's the old lion. Heavy D's the new lion, the young lion. What do I want? I want you both to have a fight so I can figure out who should be leading this pride. My loyalty's to the pride. You should want Trump to run, though. He's the most politically persecuted human being in the history of the United States of America. You should want Trump to run. I say he's earned another shot at it. You should want him to run. Now, you can also have questions. You should have questions. Remember, put your freaking pom-poms down and have questions where questions are due. Jared Kushner, this is a little snippet of what he went on Fox News and said this morning, talking about Heavy D shipping illegals to Martha's Vineyard.
We have to remember these are human beings, they're people, so seeing them being used as political pawns one way or the other is very troubling to me.
Okay, one, I don't care that Jared Kushner was very clearly sent to Fox News to take a pot shot at Heavy D. That's what a primary is going to be. It's going to be nasty. Right now, they're doing that thing, all politicians do this. Oh, we're friends. Oh, we like each other. Oh, I mean, it's okay between us. And then that'll slowly devolve into petty little shots like this on the news. Soon it'll be Heavy D's minions in the news taking petty shots at Trump. Trump's people taking petty shots at Heavy D. That's fine. Don't stress about that. Whatever. That's part of the primary. And then eventually they'll just be tearing each other's throats out. Set all that stuff aside. I'm not worried about any of that. That's standard politics. What I am worried about is this. I had somebody right next to Trump in the White House. He was a great source of information for me. This person explained to me several times how they would walk in and there would be almost universal backing of something Trump wanted to do with Trump's America First policy. All the things you like about Trump, there'd be almost universal backing in the staff that Trump should do this and Trump should do that and Trump should do this. And there was one guy in the White House who constantly started whispering in Trump's ear, torpedoing that message. His name is Jared Kushner, husband of Ivanka. It's time to ask a hard question you deserve an answer to, I deserve an answer to. We'll ask that question in a second. Before we get to the question, let's get to your feet. No, I don't want to smell them. I don't want to see them, but I do want them to be comfortable. Remember, there are three things you never shortchange yourself on, ever. Your bedding, you spend a third of your life in bed. MyPillow can help you out with that too. Your tires, the life of yourself and your whole family rests on those things. And anything that goes on your feet. Your feet are everything. Stop wearing crappy slippers and sandals around the house just because it's, you know, around the house. Do your back, your knees, your feet a favor and go get some My Slippers. Go get some moccasins. Go get some slips, some slides, some sandals, some whatever you need. Because they have a screaming deal right now at MyPillow.com. You have to go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use the promo code Jesse. That will get you a great deal. MyPillow.com, radio listener specials, promo code Jesse. Or you can call 800-845-0544.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We'll get to the mafia hit in the Bronx in a second. I can't help myself. I love it. Before we get to that, let's finish this Jared Kushner talk. I don't care that Kushner's taking shots at Ron DeSantis. I won't care when DeSantis's people start taking shots at Trump. That's the game. It's a contact sport. If Donald Trump is going to be the nominee, and remember, that's the likely scenario. He's the most popular Republican in America. I won't say it's inevitable at all. I definitely think there's a path for Heavy D to win, to get to the right of Trump on some things and win. But let's assume Trump wins it. That's, if you're a betting man, that'd be the smart bet. And let's assume Donald Trump's going to go back to the White House. Okay, good, fine. He's a good president. Is Jared Kushner coming along? Because you know how many of the things you loved about Trump and agenda items of Trump's you wanted that didn't get done or ended up going soft on? You know, multiple people within Trump's administration all point to the same guy as the reason that happened, Jared Kushner. And given Trump's personnel problems, I think it's very, very fair question to ask, is Jared Kushner coming back with him? He is his son-in-law. I think he is. All right, enough of this. All right, I have to get to this. You know, on this show, we are horrified by mafia things and this mafia violence and stuff like that out there. And we're not fascinated by it at all. And we think it's terrible stuff, all right? So when I saw this story, I didn't even want to talk about it tonight, but I decided I should. The bloody aftermath of a hit on mobster Sally Daz at a Bronx McDonald's. Now, we'll get to the McDonald's thing. I'll be honest. I thought that was very disappointing because shouldn't mafia hits all take place in like a family Italian restaurant somewhere over a big bowl of spaghetti? That's how it's supposed to be. That's what the movies tell me it's like. Why are you at McDonald's? But anyway, let's set that aside for a moment. One, you know what Sally Daz needed? A hero gun. What, Chris? That's what he needed, okay? If some people are going to come try to kill you, whether you're in McDonald's or in the Italian restaurant where you should be, what you need is a non-lethal gun from Hero. You can pull it out. It has a laser sight on it, so you know you're going to hit those bad mobsters who are coming to get you. Pop, pop, non-lethal gun, so you don't have to worry about going to prison for murder, which I know you'd probably be comfortable in prison because you're in the mafia, but you would be able to stop a bad person. And you don't need a concealed carry permit, so you don't have to worry about violating your mafia probation you're on. You have a deal on these things right now if you want it. Hero2020.com code Jesse. You actually don't have to be part of the mafia to purchase these things. In fact, everybody should have one on their person and maybe a hero arrow as well, but definitely mob guys too. Hero2020.com code Jesse. Hero2020.com code Jesse. State restrictions may apply. Back to the mob boss. I actually do find this fascinating. It took place back in 2018, but the article's out now. Why? Because the guy, Sylvester Sally Daz Zatola, I love the nicknames, he was 71 years old. His own son, who was 41, arranged to have him murdered. He hired some Bloods gang members to carry out the hit in a McDonald's drive-thru. Now, I realize it's the mafia, and you're not exactly dealing with law-abiding citizens. I'm aware of that, but imagine living to the age of 71
only to get gunned down by your own son. And apparently it was all about money. He wanted to take over his dad's $45 million real estate portfolio. Now, all that was, I'll move off this now because I realize we should probably talk about more important things like Germany going south. That's not good, and other things, but let's have one final thing on this. Mob guys, I know you're listening right now. I know all five families in New York are listening to the sound of my voice right now. What, Chris? You think mafia guys don't love the world-famous Jesse Kelly show? They want to listen to a world-famous author and oracle like I am. Anyway, mob guys, I like McDonald's too. Full disclosure. Full disclosure. I like a quarter pounder with cheese. I like a Big Mac. Do you know you can get extra cheese on the Big Mac? Which you should, because it's only one slice of cheese for two patties, which is wild to me. But anyway, look, I like McDonald's. I'm not anti-McDonald's. I grew up, if we were going hunting or something like that, we'd stop and get McDonald's breakfast on the way. A couple sausage burritos, Kamala those things down. You're ready to go hunt. I like McDonald's. But mob guys, please. You have to send someone else to McDonald's for your order in case you get murdered there. Because it taints your entire mafia legacy if you go down at McDonald's. You can die at Fat Tony's sandwich shop or something like that. You can't die at McD's. All right. You hear what Fauci said?
Of course, when you make recommendations, if the primary goal when you're dealing with a situation where the hospitals were being overrun in New York, intensive care units were being put in hallways, you have to do something that's rather draconian. And sometimes when you do draconian things, it has collateral negative consequences. Just like when you shut things down, even temporarily, it does have deleterious consequences on the economy, on the school children. You know that. But you have to make a balance. When you're dealing with, we know the only way to stop something cold in its tracks is to try and shut things down. If you shut things down, just...
They shut things down in New York. New York had worse COVID numbers than anyone in the country. Shutdowns didn't work at all. And when I hear these people discuss things like you have to do something draconian, okay, Dr. Fauci, I'll keep that in mind if I take over as dictator of the country. I'm sure you won't mind. No, isn't it funny how they always talk about these things? Well, you have to be draconian, but it's always with someone else's freedom, with someone else's stuff, with someone else's children. Sorry, I had no choice. I had no choice. I had to make your child wear 14 masks. I had to have you get injected with heart attack serum. I had to have this. I had to have that. Sorry, I had no choice. Okay, fine. I'll keep that in mind when I take over the country, Fauci. There are some things I won't feel I have a choice about either. You might want to book a plane ticket if I ever walk into power in this country, sir. Because I've just decided, you know what? I've got some draconian things I want done too.
Of course, when you make recommendations, if the primary goal when you're dealing with a situation where the hospitals were being overrun in New York, intensive care units were being put in hallways, you have to do something that's rather draconian.
Noted. Absolutely noted. You have to do something draconian. Because I will tell you, when I take over as dictator of the Republic of Jesse, when we get a national divorce and I'm the anti-communist leader of our new nation, I believe that there are certain draconian measures that need to be taken with public health experts who abuse people, with public health experts who abuse the freedom of people, who shut down businesses, people who work their fingers to the bone to start. The public health leaders who told the working man who needs the hours to feed his family, who told him he wasn't essential. The public health leaders who drove teenage suicides through the roof. The public health leaders who brought about the Great Depression we're about to go into. I'm glad that you're clear on your thoughts on what's needed and when it's needed, Dr. Fauci, because I believe some draconian things are needed too. Book your plane ticket if I ever take power. We have another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. There's some good news out there. Really good news. Hang on.
Provided by magicians.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.